to all and good evening. This is W4DFP standing in for Gordon, who is very busy, it seems like, on this last session of the class. But anyway, this is welcome to the outreach program sponsored by the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. And it's been established to help those wishing to learn and become proficient with the International Morse Code. And tonight is the final session. I think we're going to go right down to just asking the question, do we have any emergency or out of the ordinary business that needs to be handled before we start this evening's program? Apparently not. My name is Bill in DeBary, Florida. Call sign W4 Delta Foxtrot Papa. And I'll be your moderator this evening. And at this point, rather than have a roll call, I thought this evening we would just kind of be a little bit more informal like we do on some of the nets, and just folks can check in, because there's not going to be too much instruction this evening. We're just going to kind of wrap it up. And Gordon was so kind to supply me and incidentally my backup, Gary KC2RMO, is in here. And he was giving me a signal report before, and I almost wound up without a signal this evening. I do have a bit of a cold. You may be recognizing that. For some reason, I've had a cold for the last month, it seems like. But before we have a regular roll call, I thought we'd just have a check-in type thing where you can check in, and we have some information that you may be able to share with everyone else. Gordon gave us a few ideas. For example, when you check in, you might want to tell us after this evening, how do you see yourself continuing to grow with your code proficiency? I'll take a little break here. And secondly, do you have some speed goals you'd like to obtain with code? Like, let us know where you are now and where you'd like to be as you continue your travels in the CW venture. And then also, were you satisfied with the course? Well, how would you suggest the course be changed the next time around? Are you comfortable at this point with your sending and receiving capabilities? These are a few things you might keep in mind when you check in and let everybody know how you're doing, what your goals might be, and answer some of the questions we've had there. I know CW is, we probably have several different levels of CW proficiency here. And unfortunately, I've only been able to check into a few of the nets as Gordon proceeded with the instruction, but keeping kind of track of it, it seems like he did an excellent job as usual. So I'm going to stand by now and see who would like to check in. Just check in with your call sign, and we'll go from there. This is W4DFP standing by.
Okay, we'll check in right now with you, Bill. RMO.
Okay, well, that's Gary, RMO. We may have to go through a roll call here after all, but we'll shoot her over to you, Gary, and good evening. Is my signal still holding up okay? It looks like it probably is. This is W4DFP.
Well, good evening, Bill, and it's great to be here along with you. Your signal's fine. A little bit of that hum that we were hearing before, but certainly you're perfectly readable. And once again, pleasure to be your backup tonight. Last code class. How about that? We did it, everybody. We actually did this. those questions you were asking, how would you assess your proficiency? I guess in my case, I feel pretty good. I'm not the world's speed leader, and I still miss every now and then. I think I'm probably somewhere in that 7 to 10 words per minute solid copy. I'm being real honest with myself. I'm not going to try to stretch it, but that's fine. Like I said over the weekend, that when I went into this course, I said, gee whiz, you know, if I come out of this with the ability to do 5 words a minute and to feel good about that, to feel, you know, that I'm competent at 5 a minute, I'll be happy with that, because I'm gonna use it, and I'll get better and better as I use it. So that's good for me. Right now I'm real happy with where I'm at. So my speed goals, well, I don't really have any goals, any set goals. I'd like to obviously get as fast as I can. So maybe a year from now, maybe 20 words a minute, you know. Was I satisfied with the course? Sure. This was great. I think this course was taught as well as it could be taught. I think really when you get down to it, so much of this is practice. You know, you can be shown, it's like leading a horse to water, you know. you can bring them there, but you know, you've got to practice too. I'm going to buy a nickel for a minute. So I think the things that we covered were great, and Farnsworth was, I think, a good choice to use for a method. I was a little apprehensive about it at first. I wasn't familiar with it, and it seemed like it might be a little too quick, but it seems to work very well. So overall, very happy with that. So what I'm going to do is my plans for the future with Coat is, as soon as I get my ham shack back together, because I just tore everything apart this weekend, and I'm totally rebuilding it, but once I get back on the air, I'm going to be hanging out on 40 meters, and I'm going to be sending some code. So that's my plan. So we'll throw it back to you, Bill. This is KC2RMO going back to the net.
Okay, Gary, KC2RMO, W4DFP. Well, great. Copy and solid, 7 to 10 words a minute is good, and just plugging on. Especially if you get all set up on HF, then you have a great advantage, because you can just tune in a lot of these. In fact, later on I might talk about this Straight Key Century Club. Good place to go to get more proficient. And even though it's called the Straight Key Century Club, you can use a straight key or a bug or a side swiper, anything you want. It's just that they usually go at slower speeds. Anyway, and they have some helps and Elmers that help you out. And I've got some frequencies here if someone's interested. As far as just to introduce myself a little bit, I guess I've been around CW many years. I'm just a little bit older than Gordon. And when I learned CW, of course, back years ago, I could do it at 35 words a minute. And that was because we, in the Coast Guard, we talked to commercial ships. Now, I guess if you went to the Navy school and learned CW in the Navy, you probably didn't have to learn it that fast. But in the Coast Guard, you did, because if you were just talking to other Coast Guardsmen or Coasties, you probably wouldn't need to know 35 words a minute. But they taught us that because part of our job was to talk to commercial ships. And these commercial operators are something else. They would slow down to 35 words a minute for us. So that was interesting. But then as years go by, you know, your speed slows down a little bit. And right now I'm comfortable at probably up to 20 words a minute. And after that, it gets a little hit and miss for me. So, but I just keep hanging in there and enjoy CW quite a bit. And I'm just very surprised that after the decision was made to stop requiring CW for a ham license, it appears like more and more ham operators decided they were going to use CW. Kind of strange, but it seems like that's the way it works out. At any rate, I'm going to take a break here and see if anyone else would like to check in and say a few words and tell us about yourself. With what about your code proficiency? Would you like to improve on it, and how do you plan to do that? What about the course? Are you satisfied with it? And like any changes to be made, there's always some possibilities of changing the course and doing something a little different. So whatever you would like to say, come on and check in and say howdy this evening. This is W4DFP standing by.
W4DFP on the net, KC9 Uniform Romeo Delta. Have we got it there, Bill?
Yes, sirree. Go right ahead. AC9 Uniform Romeo Delta. Go ahead.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, I enjoy hearing your stories in the beginning of the at the outset of the class. I know you were telling us what you were doing, and that was certainly a way to spark our interest and in a good refresher in CW. I must say I really respect what you've been able to do in the years to actually be, you know, be an operator and to use this stuff and to deal with the commercial operators. I'm sure you can tell all kinds of good stories. But I'm glad that we have the course. I haven't been able to devote as much time to it as I'd like of late. The last few days have been quite busy on this end. I'll buy a nickel here. But it's good to be back in there, and I need to find some stations that I can listen to on a regular basis, preferably things online. I don't have a good HF setup right now, but if I can find even W1AW, if they've got something regular that comes on online, that would certainly be a good thing. And I've always enjoyed it some. I bought me, I had lost a lot of my equipment, but I went and got a good old straight key again and a code practice oscillator, and really enjoyed it again there, Bill. W4DFP in the net, KC9URD.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, good to talk to you again. And well, without HF, it's a little bit more difficult, I guess, to continue to practice. But you bring up a good point, and I should have checked that out, and maybe someone else on the net here can help us in that area. I know ARRL on 40, 20 meters and several frequencies during the week, they have the code practice sessions, which I think are excellent. They did such a good job with that, and you can really pick up your code speed listening to them. But do they have, it seems like I heard that they were going to go on EchoLink with that. Now, if anyone else is aware of that and where we can go to find them, you might want to fill us in on that. I'll have to check that out later on if no one else is familiar with that. Okay, Jim, well, hang in there and get something set up on 40 meters or so. You'll be in business then. Okay, anyone else wanting to check in this evening, just give us a call, W4 Delta Foxtrot Papa.
Whiskey 3, Juliet Delta Hotel, Dave.
RMO, I have an update on the W1AW code practice.
Okay, Dave, stand by a minute. Let's get that. Let's get RMO in there and give us some information on that. Go ahead, Gary.
Kind of the advantage of having two computers going. I had the, while you guys were talking about it, I looked it up, and on the ARRL website, This is, apparently they've been doing it for a while. This article is dated 4/20/2010, and they are saying that audio from W1AW's CW practices and digital bulletins is now available using Echolink via the conference server, and that's W1AWBDCT. Looks like it's 9:45 p.m. Eastern Time. They have, it's kind of a lengthy article. I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but if you go to the ARRL webpage, it'll be available there. Or, if you like, you can just go to Google and type in these words, ARRL code Echolink. If you just do those three words in Echo, in Google, it'll come up with that on the search engine. So give that a try.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gary. That's good information. Yeah, it seems like I was reading someplace about code practice from W1AW on Echolink. So thanks for that, giving us that information. We'll have to check it out. Okay, W3JDH, W4DFP, good evening.
Thanks, Bill. In regard to the course and the questions that you've asked, I feel that I've gone yards ahead of where I expected to be. I can create in my mind, or driving down the road, or reading a newspaper, or whatever I'm looking at, the code immediately. I can anticipate the next letter, and there's just no delay at all. There is a delay, however, when I'm trying to capture the letter from the code being heard on these various methods, and seems like sometimes I go into the stupid mode. And so what my difficulties have been, I guess what everybody's difficulties are, and that is trying to pull out 40 or so characters from the sound that you're getting, as opposed to your brain knowing what the character is and then creating the right code. But I will continue to work with it. I have several programs, and I like the Morse RSS news. That's very, very good. You can change the speed, and you can play with it a little bit. My goals are to continue and get to the point where I can have some reasonably proficient QSOs with three different friends of mine who all had code when they came through the licensing procedure, and they've been very, very supportive. As far as the course, I think if there's any problem, you must look in the mirror, because the materials were there. They were there for you to use. 15 minutes a day to me is an absolute minimum. I spent quite a bit more time than that. So I don't know if I'm going to run out of time here, but I'm going to send it back to you, Bill W4DFP, with a kudos to Gordon for this course and everybody associated with it.
Okay, Dave, yes, I agree wholeheartedly. Gordon does a fine job teaching this course, and 15 to 30 minutes a day is certainly not... you know, not too much to ask when you're trying to learn CW. And I guess that's a big part of this course, is putting your, well, any course, come to think of it. You know, when you go to school, the time you put in on your homework assignments and your time out of the classroom is what adds up and counts an awful lot, doesn't it? So it's true wherever you go. And I was, like I say, I was fortunate, if you want to call that fortunate, I guess, but I didn't have to think about how much time I'm going to put in each day. We sat with headphones on for like 6-7 hours a day, and every day for several months. And so it was kind of forced learning. But it works, and that's if you don't go crazy. But yeah, 15, 30 minutes a day, if you put that extra bit of time in, as you know, it will help. Dave, do you have HF equipment? You have HF equipment to get on some of the CW frequencies there, over?
Yes, I do, Bill. I have an Icon 746 Pro. I have dipole antennas up 60 feet, 20, 40, 80, and a secondary 60-meter dipole. I also have 2-meter vertical and a Kenwood 2-meter that currently is in my car because my ICOM will work down to 2 meters, 6 and 2. So I've been into the hobby since 2006, but I'm, I guess, what they call embarrassingly a no-code extra, and I've always felt that that was something that I wanted to complete and make good on a promise that I made to my Elmer up in Pennsylvania a couple of years ago as I was progressing through the licenses, and he was encouraging me greatly. I wanted to go get my extra after I had my general, and he wanted me to learn CW, and I promised him that I would learn CW, but I was going to do the extra first. So it's a promise I made, and it's a promise I intend to keep. Back to you, Bill, W4DFV.
Okay, and you're working on it and working hard at it, and that's good. And it shouldn't be a problem at all if you finish the extra course. And in my situation, CW was no problem when I started off. The technical business was a little bit more difficult for me, so talking about Elmer's, this bit of information, I mentioned the Straight Key Centric, I'm a little tongue-tied here, Straight Key Centric Club. They have a frequency, it's called the Elmer frequency for beginners. It's 7114 kilohertz. And they call it a safe haven for CW newcomers to get on the air. And all Elmers or anyone who wants to help are encouraged to monitor the frequency and work with beginners. So that's 7114. Get down there and do a little fumbling around with your key. And somebody's liable to come along and say, "Hey, buddy, let me help you out here." It seems like... And of course, they got a whole slew of other frequencies that you can get on and do some slow speed to medium speed to higher speed. Okay, let's take a break, see if there's anyone else wants to come in. And the questions we're kind of looking at it, right now is, how do you see yourself continuing to grow with your code proficiency? What about speed goals? Do you have any goals you want to attain? Were you satisfied with the course, and do you have any suggestions as what might be done to improve the course? We can always try to improve things, whatever we have. Even though this course is going real well, I'm sure Gordon would be open to any suggestions you have. And are you comfortable at this present time with your sending and receiving capabilities? So, anyone like to check in and say good evening to everyone here on South Cars? This is W4DFP.
good evening, Nick Control. 9 Guru 4, folks at November Lima. Ah, you caught my surprise there, right? Ah, hardly could look anything there, right? I was surprised. Good evening. 9 Guru 4, folks at November Lima. Fedna here. On the course, I find it was very informative. Right? My view that might be changed. Level. Sending pretty okay around, let's say, 7 words a minute, right? As the guy said, how we passing down the road in a taxi, right? 3 words, one time I had to put it into the code, right? But still struggling, pulling it out, receiving and pulling it out, right? Still struggling. And off and on, getting some problems when sending pieces, right? But pretty comfortable sending with this receiving, right? And I guess that takes practice, right? Sometimes, to me, the 15 minutes, right? I need a little more than 15 minutes. And, you know, sometimes we are all working, guys, and when I come home, all day you might send again 15 minutes, right? Sometimes it will be so stressful, right? Learning what they're not really learning. Right, but overall, I enjoy the course, right? As I say, I'm not going to, I normally, at certain things I do, I will judge myself against no one, right? I judge myself from where I started to where I am, right? From where I'm started to where I am, I'm pretty good, okay? I'm proud of myself, right? I mean, I'd be the same level as the other guys, but, I know there was improvement. Alright, so I want to say thank you very much, and that is basically it. Thank you.
Okay, good evening, Fedner. And I didn't, your signal was a little weak, and I had a little trouble copying you, but it sounds like you enjoyed the course. Did some studying of 15 to 30 minutes, and have no complaints at all about the course, and that sounds good. It seems like you enjoyed it. And of course, Gordon does do a good job, and glad to hear you in there calling on CW, and that's interesting. And incidentally, to everyone out there, if you have a key hooked up and you would like to just call in on CW and say a few words on CW for everyone else to try to copy, feel free to do so. So, Fedna, good to talk to you this evening. Appreciate your comments and on the course. And stay in there and let's listen to what others might have to say. Incidentally, last year we had an added part to this course on Monday evenings. We had a kind of a CW roundtable that we tried. It worked out so-so, but we decided it didn't work out well enough to continue it this year. But maybe something on that style might be of interest later on sometime. So anyway, Fedna, good to talk to you this evening, and we'll open it up for anyone else that would like to check in at this time. This is W4DFD.
RMO?
RMO. Go ahead.
Hey, Bill, thanks. I just wanted to pass along a couple of things. Actually, that Straight Key Century Club that you mentioned sounds great. And really, you know, when you think about as new people, or as fledgling people to working with code, or many of us are anyway, it sounds like a great place to start, or to continue the course anyway, that you can get into a safe environment and have somebody who can help you. So I think that's a super idea, and thanks for passing that along too, because I'm going to be using it. That's for sure. You know, Gordon had a couple of other tidbits that he kind of had out there for us to throw around too some pointers now that we've taken our class and we want to continue things. So I thought I'd pass three of those along for you quickly. One thing that he mentioned would be a good idea: start talking to other hams via code. And we were just talking about 40 meters being a good spot to start, and of course the Straight Key Century Club, another good place on 40 meters to go. So that's a real good thing. I think even if you're like me, you know, that if you don't feel more confident than going, say, 5 or 7 words a minute, go out and do it. You know, that's how you're really going to learn. So get on the air with it. If it's on Echolink, get on Echolink and go with it. Also, wanted to point out too that at this point, you know, keep your practice going 15 minutes a day. Now that too, right? You know, you can use you can send code to yourself. You can use the Just Learn Morse code program. There's that going for you, or you can get on the air, which I think is the best way to do it. Also, make schedules with your friends or people that you've met. Try again to have 2 contacts during the course of a week. That'll keep your forward progress going. So those were a couple of things that I had seen that I thought I'd pass along too, that I thought made really good sense. So Bill, we'll throw it back to you. This is KC2RMO.
Okay, real fine. Yes, Gary, there's the. Those are good pointers that we need to continue to think about. And getting back to Straight Key Century Club. Incidentally, you can Google that or go, I think the website is SKCC group.org. But best to Google it, and you'll find it, Straight Key Century Club there. And then you join. It's free to join, kind of like South Chorus. It's free to join. You get a membership number that sticks with you forever. You never lose it. And like I say, it's free. You can make donations to help them out. They've got a very nice website, a lot of helpful information, a whole slew of frequencies that you can look at on there. Their primary frequency, it's a primary calling frequency, is 7055, but they have frequencies up to, for example, 10.120, 14050 in 20 meter band, 18080, 21050, even 144.070. So, a lot of frequencies you can get on. Their primary goal is for folks that are just getting started in CW, and to encourage and to nurture along until the speeds get faster. They have a lot of contests going on. An awful lot of information that you might be very interested in once you get your, and then once you get your number, you can, you know, they have awards that you get for contacting so many members. So it's a very interesting setup they have there for free. Also, another few pointers that we might be thinking about while driving. And I'm sure you already, some have mentioned they already do this, and it's a good thing to do. I remember when I was learning code, I did this quite a bit. Look at street signs, billboards, car license plates are especially good, and just rattle them off with, you know, those cars, and just look at a billboard and just figure out the CW and try to go as fast as you can with it. And of course, CW should always be fun. and gradually it just comes naturally, and you won't even have to think about what you're doing. And that's when it's really a lot of fun. You get down on your key and just don't have to worry about even using a pencil and paper and writing anything down. And I know after I got started on ham bands on CW, because I was so used to talking to some of these commercial people, that I could just sit back, and the only time I'd maybe jot down somebody's name or where they lived or something like that. But other than that, if you're just having a conversation, to just be able to sit back, listen, and enjoy the conversation just as if they were talking voice, you know. And you eventually get to that point in your...
Okay, I'm not really sure what happened. I think we lost Bill. Let's give him a chance to go back in. Bill, if you can hear us, come on in.
Okay, I did a whole bunch of talking there, and nobody heard me, I guess. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, just fine, sir.
Okay. Well, did you hear me say anything about Straight Key Century Club? Over.
We just really lost about maybe 15, 20 seconds, that's all. So we got the Straight Key Century, and you were telling us a few things about the ability to be able to just sit back without the notepad and just listen and enjoy. And then all of a sudden you went out into the ether there, so maybe you might fill us in on the last 20 seconds or so.
Well, at my age, I don't remember the last 20 seconds, so we'll just have to wing it, I guess. But anyway, you know, I was talking about reading car license plates and that sort of thing. But I tell you what, let's just continue on, and I was just going to ask if there's anyone else would like to check in at this time and give us some information as to how you're doing and what your goals are and... anything else you'd like to help anyone else out here with. If you want to check in using your key with a little CW, go ahead and do that as well. W4DFP standing by. Okay, nothing heard. KC2RMO, Gary, you want to, there's a few other pointers you might want to bring out that would be helpful to all of us CW operators if you wanted to do that. Over.
Yeah, I'll be happy to. Thanks, Bill. I'm kind of juggling between Mr. Jingles and the sheet here. I have a 20-pound cat on my shoulder, but that's okay. We'll adapt here. So a couple of the things that I had here on the sheet that looked pretty good, too. And you know, we were talking about the discussion was not tonight, but during the course of the class, that we were talking about protocols and the proper way to operate when you're operating CW. And so I thought I'd review a few points there. One, don't send a CQ more than two or three times and then your call. Sending CQ for more times than mentioned pinpoints you as a LID. And I'm not sure what a LID is, but I know it's not good. Okay, so maybe Bill, you probably know what that is. So I'd appreciate your enlightenment. I want to know what a LID is. I think, as a matter of fact, you know, I do think we might have even mentioned that early on in the course, but maybe you could fill me in and tell me what a LID is. Don't break into a QSO in progress unless you know the two people very well or have something to say that's very important. To do so out of the blue is a sign of bad manners, and you would, I think, operate the same way if you were operating voice, and the same rules apply. You know, if unless you know the folks, let them finish and then break in politely. When sending CQ, do so at whatever speed you would like to communicate at. But if someone calls you back and is going slower, please reduce your speed to that of which they are using. This is the only polite way to do things. There's no place in our hobby for a hot shot show-off, and that is true. Remember... And I think most hams follow this, but I think one of the big things that we have going for us is courtesy towards each other, courtesy and respect towards each other on the airs. And I think that that's a great example of it right there, that if you're hearing somebody going slow, you know, slow down so that you can have a conversation. That's always a good idea. And finally, just one more thing. Make sure, and this is something, again, that we can, no matter what mode you're working in, is a great idea. It's good operating practice. Make sure the frequency is clear before calling a CQ. Ask by saying frequency clear or QRL. Don't step on someone. Again, that is bad practice, and we all know that. So there's some tips that we had to pass along with you tonight as we go into our final code class of the year. And I'll say it's a great one. Bill, I'll throw it back to you, and maybe somebody else would like to check in. This is KC2RMO.
KC2RMO, W4DFP. Okay, Gary, real fine. And good points there. As far as LID goes, I don't know. I thought it was always a licensed idiot, but I think it's just one of those, just kind of like in the Q signals, I guess Gordon talked about QLF, quit sending with your left foot. You know, it's really not a Q signal, but it's kind of derogatory. And the word LID itself kind of implies, I don't know, you just look at that word and it kind of in reference to someone, it just doesn't look good. But anyway, there are certain things that will classify you as a LID. And when you talk about, you know, being cautious when you call CQ, I think, incidentally, it's been my experience anyway, it seems to me like there's more courtesy in the CW bands than you find in the voice section. But the one thing that's unfortunately common in both areas, and calling CQ when on top of somebody is bad, but just tuning up. Unfortunately, we hear a lot of folks tuning up, getting ready to call CW, and that is not a good practice either. So a few of those things are well to remember when you get on the frequency, and check to see if the frequency is clear. The Q-sign QRL, IMI, is the frequency busy? Is good to do that, and don't just say QRL IMI and immediately start sending. Just wait a while till you see if you can hear someone answer your question. So let's see, what else did I have to say here? Right now, nothing. I would like someone else to check in and put their 2 cents in, say howdy, and give us some words of information or let us know how you're doing. Whatever you would like to say in this last session of this CW course, this is W4DFP standing by.
Uniform Romeo Delta.
Okay. Uniform Romeo Delta, Jim, good evening.
Well, okay, guys, I guess I may as well take the plunge. It has been fun. I may as well see if we can knock out a call or two on the old straight key before the course is done. Has been fun. It's been quite a while since we've actually done it, so let's see where we are. Here we go. And I guess let's see, it's
So, Jim, did you copy any of that? I just answered you and said, pretty much, sounds good. Over.
Yeah, I believe we got most of it there, Bill. We sure did. Got most of it. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, real fine. Anyone else want to check in? CW, voice, or otherwise? W4DFP.
RMO one more time.
RMO, go right ahead.
Hey, thank you, Bill. I don't really have much to add. I just wanted to say it was a real pleasure working with you tonight, and it's a pleasure listening to you send. Wow. it's a little faster than I'm comfortable at, but the quality of that is great, so it's a pleasure to listen to that. So that's all I really had to say, and I'm going to throw it back to you as KC2RMO.
Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate your comments. And, well, yeah, I've got a straight key here, but I'm using a keyer, and I've got it slowed down quite a bit, and I use it most of the time. I used to use a bug. For many years I used a bug, and it's interesting, when you have a bug, of course, bug, you know, you just hold down the one side and it sends dits. And the other side, you have to send your dashes kind of manually with your thumb. You send the dashes, but the dits are kind of automatic. With this keyer, both the dots and the dashes are automatic. And I was surprised. I used to do real well with my bug, and then I switched over to this, and I had an awful time trying to learn how to use it. When I finally learned how to use it, and I went back to the bug, I couldn't use the bug anymore. But a straight key you can always kind of use. So, so I use both of them now. But I kind of gave up on the bug because I just forgot how to use it. Incidentally, I meant to ask you. We're going to be scolded if I realized that I didn't put the recorder on. I wonder if you did, Gary, W4DFP.
Actually, Bill, I did, but I started late, so I missed about a minute of it. Because I was doing the same thing. I said, yeah, I wonder if Bill's rolling the tape on it. And I said, better jump in there just in case. So we've got it. It's being recorded, but we did lose the first minute or so.
Well, thank you so much. It was up to me. We lost about 35 minutes. Oh, my. And, okay, let's see. Just a couple of more things before we draw it to a close here. Well, Gordon says, always remember, this is a polite and cordial hobby. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And certainly amateur radio is a wonderful hobby. And it should be one where we all help one another, encourage one another, and try to be the best friends we can be in the amateur realm. And there's a lot going on here that's in the amateur. Oh boy, since I started amateur radio, since I got my license in 56, there have been so many changes in amateur radio, and all for the better. So, but it's good that CW is still hanging around, and a lot of people are still interested in it. It just kind of is something unique now, very unique about an amateur radio operator that can operate CW. Any other check-ins? This is W4DFP.
Thank you.
K9Zulu4FNL Fedner, this is W4DFP. Well, thank you for that, those comments. And what I'm going to do now is, everybody heard what you had to say, and you said it very well. Perfect CW sending. Perfect CW sending. I'm going to ask anyone else if they would like to tell the rest of us what Fedner said. This is W4DFP. Not hearing much out there. Come on, you CW operators. What did Fedner say to us? Anyone want to take a crack at it? W4DFP. Well, Fedner. we just got a bunch of bashful people out there. But Fedner said, thanks for the class. Thanks for the class. An excellent, excellent CW sending, Fedner. And I appreciate you using that key. And it, you're doing an excellent job sending as well. Sounded real good. Sounded real good. Okay, we're just about ready to wrap her up here. We got a few minutes left, and any more check-ins before I turn it over to Gary, who might want to say a few words before we close. Anybody else want to check in and say howdy? This is W4DF. Okay, nothing heard. Let me turn it over to my very fine backup there, Gary and RMO, and appreciate you being in there helping out, and we'll shoot it over to you, see what else you might have to add before we draw everything to a close this evening. Sure been a pleasure talking with everyone. W4DFP.
Well, thanks once again, Bill. I would just say a couple of things, because me at a loss for words, right? I would just say a couple of things. First of all, I know Gordon's not here tonight, but obviously, thank you, sir, for doing this course. And it's just one more thing. I know if you read the if you did the last assignment where Gordon was talking in that one paragraph that he did, and where he kind of talked about CW being a very basic part of what we do. It's kind of a core thing. It's a roots type thing, and Bill was talking about that too. That's what we do. That's where we come from. That we have all this wonderful technology that we play with. I know this summer, and again thanks to South Cars, thanks to that one TIN class, there were that one TIN net. I'm going to be trying to work the ISS. And see how that all goes this summer. We have the digital modes that I like to play with, the PSK-31 and all the rest of them. But we have where it all began. We have code. We have the Morse code, and it serves us well. And it is understood by everybody that uses it. It enables us to go great distances with marvelous efficiency. We can talk all over the world with just a couple of watts using code. And it's just remarkable that something that was the very first mode that we used is still a viable mode today. And again, I don't know if it was Bill or maybe Jim that mentioned it, but it's become more of an interest to people now, I think, that it's not required than it was when it was required. And that's a great thing. So that's a super thing. It just keeps helping us to build our hobby and keeps making it good. So I guess the only other thing I'd say is get on the air with it, you take what we've learned and get on the air with it and keep building on it. That's the best way to go, because that's what I know. That's what I'm going to do, and who knows? Maybe couple of us will meet up on the air, on 40 anyway. So that's all I've got. This is KC2RMO. We're going to turn it back to the net.
All right. Thank you, Gary, for those words. And I just do have, well, let me check first and see if there is anyone else who would like to check in and say a few words before we close and wrap up this final session of this CW net. Anyone else want to check in? Please come now. W4DFP.
Yeah, Bill, W4DFP in the net, KC9URD. I've really enjoyed it as well, and just curious, are you, you think you'll be on the various South Car nets from time to time, so maybe able to exchange a few words about CW? Go ahead.
Hello. Oh, boy, something happened there. Okay, Jim, I try to check in on the Saturday nets. Not all of them do I meet, but I try to, when at all possible, I try to get in on any of those Saturday nets. Over.
Okay, sounds good. And, of course, I know we'll be hearing good old KC2RMO. That goes without saying, but it's been a pleasure to meet all you guys, and really have enjoyed it. And it's good to hear Fedner down there. Also, no, I didn't quite have it all put together on that one. I would have said something, but 73 to all, and have a good evening, KC9URD.
Okay, Jim, real fine. Well, yeah, we'll look forward to talking to you some more, and be nice if we could get a CW, just get on one of these frequently, you know, get on, well, either on the air, HF, or on Echolink and do a little CW back and forth. That would work out fine. Okay, anyone else would like to check in before we close it down this evening, please call W4DFD. Okay, if not, let me give you just a word from Gordon, but I guess this applies coming from all of us, myself as well. At this point, he said, I want to thank each and every one of you for giving us the honor of conducting this course here on South Cars. And as the calendar looks at the moment, the next code class will most probably be held in the early first quarter of 2014. And maybe at this point, one of you would like to be the instructor. Let's hope so. South Cars plans are to move on yet this year with a technician class for beginners, followed with a general course, and complete this year's training program with the extra class. We have high hopes that some of you will be joining us in this endeavor. And please remember that information and material for all the courses previously conducted may be found on our website at www.voip.southcars.com within the download section of this site. And this material is excellent for stealth study and is there for anyone's use. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if there was any ladies here, but I thought I did see Kathy's, I saw Kathy up there, but I don't know. I think she was busy tonight, K6SUN, but at any rate, it's been a pleasure being with you this evening. And at this time, with nothing further that we can do, I guess we'll wind up the CW class. It's been a pleasure. You all have a good evening. And now we'll turn this back over to general use. And this is W4DFP. Good night to all.